Hello.
Mr. McGregor, sir.
Hello. Hello. Clark?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'm sorry I didn't, sitting here with Chuck Colson, I couldn't inform you, all of you, including him, about what was going on, but I'm sure you realize that this is a hell of Ziegler says is a wall banger.
I guessed as much, Mr. President. I just had a chance to visit with Henry Kissinger. In fact, I was in his office about 20 minutes ago when he talked with you briefly on the phone, indicated he'd see you at 3 o'clock, and although Henry didn't give me too many additional details, I gather that there's already movement from Moscow towards Hanoi, which I'll keep my mouth shut about. But I can tell you, Mr. President, that there's...
We've got them confused, have we?
Yes, and there's a confusion in the enemies and in the ranks of your friends. They're looking forward very much to talking with Henry at 5:30, and I think they have an expectation that...
No, all we're going to tell them is we're going to continue to bomb North Vietnam.
They'll be pleased to know.
Will that satisfy them?
It sure will.
Oh, well, we're going to... As a matter of fact, I ordered a couple of B-52 attacks on a major installation in North Vietnam 5 minutes ago. Does that please you?
It sure does, Mr. President.
All right.
I think this is just right from what I know of it, and I think that you're going to get a favorable response here. Incidentally, the reaction to the Vice President's speech... indicating that, naming them by name, that they had nothing to say when the North Vietnamese...
Well, how'd that go?
That went well.
Good.
It went well. I got some reports from Minnesota from political types there, and last night they've just picked a chairman for your reelection committee who's a darn good one, a fellow named John Moody, a lawyer in Minneapolis.
Right,
and,
good.
And the reaction was good. The reaction was very good. In fact, people said to me, the Vice President's saying what needs to be said about this.
Well, will they hear me tomorrow night?
Good.
I'm going on tomorrow night, and I'll lay it into the bastards.
That's great. We're going to do well on Kleindienst tomorrow. Mac Mathias is on his way back from London. I talked to Mr. Kennedy.
Tomorrow? Oh, is the Kleindienst thing? I thought it was Thursday.
Well, the committee, Jim Eastland's coming back from Memphis tonight, and he wants to have a committee meeting tomorrow morning, and that's all right with us. We've got our 6 Republicans on hand tomorrow morning.
Good.
The wording of the Byrd motion was not later than Thursday. Nothing to say they couldn't act tomorrow.
Good. If they could act tomorrow, that'd be good.
That would be good. We think they will.
Fine. Now, don't you let your dovish friends get you out of the line, okay?
No chance, Mr. President.
Colson's been bugging me about this. Says McGregor's a softliner. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
good luck.
President. Bye.